And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Another one of North Carolina's longest-held protections for struggling families is on the line in the General Assembly this year. For the last 150 years, it has been illegal in the state for run-of-the-mill creditors and out-of-state debt buyer companies to garnish the wages of workers to collect their debts if workers need the money to meet their family's basic needs. A bill now in the General Assembly would change that and allow wage garnishment and put thousands of families at risk. Veteran Raleigh bankruptcy lawyer William Brewer explained in a recent column for NC Policy Watch that states that allow wage garnishing have much higher personal bankruptcy rates in North Carolina, ruining the chances for more families to stay on their feet. And as the economy is still sputtering in many parts of the state, that's the last thing we need. North Carolina businesses and workers have survived for 150 years without allowing creditors to confiscate wages, and there's no reason to start the practice now. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.